ba bum, ba bu ba 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 bu ba bu ba bum, ba bu ba bu ba.
Friday. Woo.
That sounds nice. That sounds so nice. Say it again, Wendy. Say it again.
Friday.
You dream about a day like this, don't you, for 6 days, and then it's here.
I do like Fridays very, very much.
So much fun, the Friday. So much fun. Start to finish. I know you said last week there are days where your alarm goes off and you just hit, I'm not getting up. So you hit it and you hit it again on a Friday, but that's not the case, do you? You just spring out of bed.
I couldn't fall asleep till 3:30 in the morning last night.
Because why?
I don't know. I really,
truly don't.
Are you
nervous about something?
Nope. I really, well.
The White Sox deal's a done deal. You don't have to stress over that.
I wasn't really thinking about much. I stayed up to watch a way too many back-to-back Always Sunny in Philadelphia with my boys. Which
too many is how many? It's a half-hour show.
Yeah,
so
I think
we
did four.
You watched four episodes?
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Might have been five.
Wow.
That's
a lot.
That show is just so bad. It's so dirty, and it's so mean. It's like Seinfeld on crack in jail. You know how
Seinfeld
they were all kind of mean people?
Crack in jail. Yeah, yeah.
This is way worse.
All right.
But I couldn't stop watching it, and then we kept doing...
Don't you think that Danny DeVito has something in him that, you know how they always said of cigarettes, there's something in the cigarette that makes you just want more. I think Danny DeVito has that, too.
I do have a Danny DeVito addiction.
There is something addictive about Danny DeVito.
There really is. He's really horribly mean and bad and dirty on this show.
His character.
Frank.
Danny DeVito's a nice man, I'm sure. Positive.
I don't know. In my opinion, that's when he and Rhea Perlman got their divorce when he started working on Always Sunny.
I don't think they're divorced. I think
I do.
Yeah? I believe they separated and got back together a short time later.
God, I hope so.
I'm pretty sure.
Well,
I'm very sure.
Did you ever like binge watch? And it wasn't even binging. It's just, you know, we sat and watched it. We do this with the Goldbergs a lot, me and the boys.
Mm-hmm.
And
you'll then, watch four or five
of
a clip.
Yeah, we'll watch one and then we all kind of look at each other. One more.
Keep them coming.
And that's how we were with Always Sunny. And then I was kind of amped up after that, and I really couldn't fall asleep till 3:30.
Oh, wow. That's a long day.
And then the alarm went off at 6:45.
You'll get a nap in at some point today.
Not today.
No?
Uh-uh.
Oh.
I got things I got to do.
You're running on an empty.
Thank you, Jackson Brown.
You're welcome.
Danny DeVito, I got to see if he's back together because I was astounded.
You thought they divorced. No.
I think they did.
You'll see. It's got a happy ending, I'm sure. What's your go-to website on this? Is there divorcedornot.com? How about Jennifer Aniston? She and Justin Theroux broke up in December, and we just find out about it today. Come on.
I don't even know who he is.
He's an actor. He's pretty good. He was on the show on HBO called The Leftovers. He was very good on that. And then they made a movie together about a couple that joined a cult for a while. It was
they were in it together?
Movie. Yeah, he played the cult leader.
Oh.
It was like just a strange cult, and she and Paul Rudd were a couple who joined the cult for a while.
Oh, I do remember. I didn't see it, but
he's
remember
he's a good actor.
Movie.
I like him. But Jennifer Aniston, I always think there's certain people that I go, Halle Berry is another one, where I go, their relationships just don't last long. And I tend to think that I hate to put blame on Jennifer Aniston or on Halle Berry, but I tend to think, if they just can't stay in a relationship, it's got to be them, right?
No.
You don't think so?
No, Bill, you've said this.
They keep picking the wrong people.
Yeah, but these girls are like just superstars.
Oh, no question about it.
So I think men can't keep up with them, and I think men
screw up. Is that what it is?
Yeah. They get nervous and screw up. By the way, The Sun is my go-to source on this.
In England?
Yes.
They're in Great Britain.
Hello.
TheSun.co.uk. What do they say?
Not so sunny. Danny DeVito and wife Rhea Perlman split for good 3 years after calling off divorce.
When did that happen?
This was dated. Hello. Shoot. When, I don't know when the date was on this.
You don't think that Danny DeVito is playing some role in this Jennifer Aniston breakup, do you?
Oh my God, no.
You don't
this
think
was
Aniston
in November of 2016.
My sources have been telling me, Wendy, and what I did is I took all of Rona Barrett's old people, and now they work for me.
You and Rona Barrett have the same haircut.
Yeah, we're very close in a lot of ways.
Danny DeVito and his wife Rhea Perlman have separated again after 35 years together.
Me.
See, it does to me too, because 35
upsetting.
Years at that point, why even bother splitting up?
Well,
you figured it out for 35 years.
I guess so, but I could see where you're saying to yourself, I only have one chance at life, and it's not.
I'm getting older.
Thrilled. Maybe I need to make a change.
The It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia star 72 and the Cheers actress 68 had initially split 3 years ago, but tried to give their marriage another shot.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good for you, because your Rona Barrett people.
My sources.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know they even got back together.
Yeah, they got back together. And to my knowledge, unless they were protecting me because they know how sensitive I am, they were still very happy together. That's the last report I got.
Who is a more perfect match than those two?
They're perfect for each other.
I mean, who is going to now start dating Rhea Perlman or Danny DeVito?
Right.
They're just made for each other.
Yeah, the whole time. Let's say I met Rhea Perlman at a mixer and we hit it off. Like, the whole time I'd be trying
what
to make
mixers do you
my
go to?
Move on Rhea Perlman, I'd say to myself, she had Danny DeVito. She doesn't need me. This is ridiculous.
No, you would go, she had Danny DeVito. Ew.
I'm out. I would ask her, like, my courtship with her would be questions about Danny DeVito all the time. I'd go, remember the episode of Taxi where Louie, and she would go, is that all we're going to talk about is Danny? And I'd go, well, yeah, for a little while.
The actor has revealed that while they're not going to officially divorce, the pair have now separated. He told Martha Teichner on CBS News Sunday morning, we're not getting a divorce, but we separated, yeah.
No.
But despite the end of their marriage, Danny affirmed that the pair still are good friends and support each other's career.
Well, you have to do that.
No, you don't.
I would do that.
You don't.
If I broke up with Danny DeVito, I'd still be very supportive of him.
He said, well, we've been friends for 40-something years. We love each other. The pair first got together in 1971, and they married in 82.
Yeah.
They had three children, Lucy, 33, Grace, 31, and Daniel, 29.
They were the same size as the bride and groom that was on their wedding cake. That's the only time that's ever happened in history where the exact same size. That's why nobody counseled him. Remember when he was in that Super Bowl ad where he's running around New York asking people if they want to eat him?
As a red M&M?
Yeah. So if you're married to somebody, you say, hey, I had a weird audition today. I'll just be running around town asking people if they want to eat me. And then your wife's job is to go, oh, I wouldn't take that. Don't do that. You don't need that. But if he doesn't have her in his life anymore, he did take that.
Well, that's a good pickup line.
Right. Right. So depending on who you're looking for, that could either be a very good day or a very bad day. Was that a pickup line you ever used?
Yes.
It was? I'm shocked.
A source told Radar Online. Radar. Did I say Radar?
Radar Online. That's the Gary Berghoff website that I spend all my time on after the show.
Like a lot of red-blooded males, if he sees an attractive girl in a coffee shop or walking down the street, he will give her the eye. After years of turning a blind eye to it, Rhea finally snapped.
She had
enough of his bad boy behavior and wanted an end to their marriage.
Remember the time he was on The View and he had too much to drink? By his own admission, he said he had too many limoncellos and he was on The View and he was crazy drunk.
I don't recall that.
It was him and, do you know who he pals around with?
Uh-uh.
Clooney.
Really?
Yeah, they're really good friends. So he had said he and George Clooney were out the night before drinking limoncellos till all hours. And then he showed up on The View drunk, which I'm a View fan, Wendy, you don't do.
No, you don't.
You don't do that to Joy Behar.
We have some breaking news, by the way.
Good news or bad news?
This is from BuzzFeed News.
Uh-oh. Should I put a seatbelt on? I'm
going
to put a seatbelt on just in case. Hold on.
Hello to the WLTL students and WPGU students who are in here getting a little tour.
Yep.
This is how you deal with breaking news. You put a seatbelt on.
My seatbelt is on, and I'm also adjusting my helmet.
I got an alert on my phone. Federal grand jury and special counsel probe indicts Russian agency and individuals for 2016 election meddling.
Interesting.
So here's what I have thus
far.
Very
interesting.
A federal grand jury in the District of Columbia returned an indictment on February 16th, 2018, today, against 13 Russian nationals and three Russian entities accused of violating U.S. criminal laws in order to interfere with U.S. elections and political processes.
Oh, wow. That's big.
The special counsel's office announced a federal indictment, as I mentioned, against the Russian-based Internet Research Agency, IRA, and several individuals on Friday in relation with the IRA's actions of interfering with the U.S. political and electoral processes, including the presidential election of 2016.
Wow.
So what happens? That's my big question.
I don't know what. Well, all right. You could ask that question in several realms. Realm number one, what happens to these Russian people? But more importantly, if they're saying that it happened on the Russian side, they have to admit that it happened on our side
right.
as well. So what do they do with that information? That's even bigger.
I don't know. And
do they know that Danny DeVito and Rhea Perlman are no longer together?
No, but Jasmine was telling me to check my phone, and I said, why? Because for some reason my alert didn't come over because I was too busy reading about stupid
yeah.
Danny DeVito.
Stupid Danny DeVito.
And then Jazzy tells me this is breaking news, so I check my alerts, and yeah. I'm like, I got to stop talking about Danny and Rhea.
You can if you want to. I guess this is slightly more important. All right, go ahead.
The special counsel's office, which is investigating Russian interference with the election, provided the following statement. Are you ready?
Please do it in Russian.
No.
All right, do it in U.S.
No, because it's our special counsel,
all right.
Not the Russian counsel,
do it
right?
In American, then. Okay.
Moose and squirrel. No. Here's the quote. Here's the statement. A
yes.
federal grand jury in the District of Columbia returned an indictment on February 16th, 2018, against 13 Russian nationals and three Russian entities accused of violating U.S. criminal laws in order to interfere with U.S. elections and political processes. The indictment charges all of the defendants with conspiracy to defraud the United States.
Oh, that's huge.
Three defendants with conspiracy to commit wire fraud and bank fraud, and five defendants with aggravated identity theft.
All right, let's take
this
a little...
This is developing right now.
Can we take a side bet on this? Anytime the president has been asked about this, he quickly says fake news and that it's a witch hunt and that this didn't happen. So now, with this new development, how does he handle that? It can't be fake news if they're indicting these guys. So what is how will he respond to this?
I don't know. And if the special counsel, this is Mueller's thing.
Yeah.
Okay,
right.
So he wasn't fired.
No.
So
no.
Now this has been... You're right. If it's on the Russian side, then it's admitting that the whole
right.
election
and
electoral college was tampered
yeah,
with.
Yeah, and that there was collusion on both the
yes.
Russian side and the U.S. side. So he can't address this anymore as fake news if it's taken this extra step, can he?
Yes, he can.
He
and
can.
That's truly interesting to me.
Mm.
This is the finding of a special counsel that has been working on something.
Right.
Why is Donald Trump not having a press conference? Why are we not getting...
Well, my guess is if this has just broken the last few minutes,
yeah.
is that his people are trying to figure out how to best spin this to
how
make it seem...
How do you spin this?
Well, that's what I mean, is normally you'd have to address this immediately, but his way of addressing this is by saying, or it has been in the past... This is a witch hunt. It's fake news. None of this is real.
Not anymore.
But this kind of proves that there's more substance to it than that. Right? So I would love to see what their response will be. And why do these things always happen? I guess this isn't late on a Friday, but so many things over the last couple months have happened late on a Friday where by Monday other things have happened so you don't have to comment. This is a huge story. He's got to make some sort of a comment on this, doesn't he?
Yes. I mean, and there's no way to deny this.
Yes.
And then, so I'm telling you, so what happens now?
I don't know what happens now. Look at the text. How could Danny DeVito and Rhea Perlman be split up? They were so much in love. Here's another one. I refuse to believe that they have split up. You know, this is very upsetting.
All right. And now, other news. An explosive new report in the New Yorker claims that Donald Trump had a consensual sexual relationship with former Playboy Playmate of the Year Karen McDougal while married to wife Melania.
Oh.
The piece titled Donald Trump, a Playboy Model in a System for Concealing Infidelity, comes from journalist Ronan Farrow, who likes to pick at the scab.
He's been busy of late. Ronan Farrow's been all over the place lately.
He helped expose the alleged sexual misconduct allegations against disgraced Hollywood mogul Harvey Weinstein. Farrow, of course, the son of actress Mia Farrow and estranged from father Woody Allen. Some say his real father is Frank Sinatra, who he really does look just like.
Some say.
In it, Farrow details the alleged elaborate cover-up system the former Celebrity Apprentice host set up to hide and protect his extramarital affairs before his presidency, claiming Trump used clandestine hotel room meetings, payoffs, and complex legal agreements to keep affairs, sometimes multiple affairs he carried out simultaneously, out of the press.
His lawyer admitted the other day that he gave Stormy Daniels $130,000 of his own money.
Right.
But he admitted it, so...
So then she said, since that money didn't come from Trump...
She can talk about it, right?
Is that who this is? First,
yeah, Stormy Daniels. No, this is a woman
different.
Named Karen McDougal, who is a former Playboy playmate.
Good golly, Miss Wild. Whatever. I got to read you this because this I don't make this stuff up. And this is, I would scream fake news.
All
after
right.
I read you this.
All right.
Central to those efforts was Donald Trump's tight relationship with National Enquirer publisher American Media, Inc., and its CEO and chairman, David Pecker.
Yep. David Pecker.
I mean, come on. Who describes the president as a personal friend, Farrell reports. The company would purchase the exclusive rights to a story in order to bury it, a practice known in the tabloid industry as catch and kill.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
McDougal was allegedly paid $150,000 for the rights to her story. AMI never ran it because they did not find it credible, they told the New Yorker. She was also allegedly contracted to write almost 100 aging and wellness columns and be prominently featured on two magazine covers.
Mm.
To date, she has appeared on one cover and had 9 columns published.
This was while he was married to Melania. Mm-hmm. It doesn't say which years, because the Stormy Daniels thing was... right after the birth of Barron, who is he 11 or 12?
Yeah, something like
that. So that was 11 or 12 years ago. I wonder if Karen McDougal was before, after, or during Stormy Daniels.
It was a 9-month affair with Playboy model while married to Melania. All right, well, we need to take a break because with the breaking news that we mentioned... the special counsel indicts... Russian, we'll just let Judy Pilak do it because
Judy's got so much Danny DeVito, Rhea Perlman news that I don't know if she'll get to this, Wendy, but we'll ask her and beg her to
find
a way.
Are they getting divorced?
See, that you're like Bill. I knew they were divorced.
I thought they were back together and everybody was happy,
no,
but Wendy knows.
No.
And right
when
I was saying it, I thought they were divorced too.
Yeah, they tried to work it out, but couldn't.
Thank you for not asking about Jennifer Aniston, though.
No, we already discussed that.
Okay, that's the news you guys do. I do the real news.
Excuse me, we broke the news that special counsel indicts a Russian troll factory and 13 who allegedly worked there for interfering in the 2016...
Ooh, I like that, troll factory.
I know, this
that's
is new.
You
this
know
is
what? You
the Washington
go,
Post.
Just go in the newsroom right now and work.
Troll factory.
By the way, I have to leave right after my news because, again, Domati's in the newsroom.
And this is like some serious stuff. I got to know what's going on here.
Yeah. Right.
It's happening
right now. They're having a news conference.
Oh, okay, then let's take a break and blah, blah, blah.
News is coming. Judy, I know you have to go. This will only take a minute.
I'm so busy, aren't I?
This will only take a moment, I promise.
Go.
Maybe two. Three at the most. All right.
You're wasting time.
All right. So with the indictment of these 13 Russians, I know that any time this topic comes up, President Trump says, this is a witch hunt. There is no collusion. Leave me alone.
Fake news.
Fake news. Didn't happen.
His supporters say that, too.
But with this...
Well,
you can't say that anymore.
It's two separate things because this is interfering with the election.
Yeah.
So this could just be something outside the Trump campaign.
Yeah.
Which likely it is, obviously.
But not necessarily.
Because we know that the Republicans also agree that they did interfere in the election.
Yeah.
They had those bots. They were trying to.
The president
they were putting
admits
out fake
this.
News. Right. So that's what I believe these indictments are.
Yeah.
You could argue they're getting closer, maybe, to something else. But, they're not naming the Trump campaign or anything like that. These are, I believe, indictments specifically about these trolls, as you said.
Right.
Who we already knew about. You know, they've already said it. Now they've got
the Russians interfered, as Bill pointed out, before you came in, then that means that there's a...
There
had
to be some connection on our side to say, let's do it. Let's go.
Why did they interfere?
Right.
Right.
Right. Isn't that the...
Right.
$95 million question.
Yes. Yeah.
96.
But
43.
So if you're Donald Trump and you have to address this, and you do at some point, you have to address this.
Wait, is he tweeting it yet?
Well, okay, there's also, because I think he's even I think, well, yeah, he's acknowledged. I think everyone acknowledges, yes, they had these bots, they interfere.
No, he said there's no collusion, there's
right,
no nothing.
That's different, though. That collusion is different.
I guess
that's
the
his
election.
Campaign.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because you say, why? Well, Russia wants instability in America. That's a perfectly logical argument. They want instability so that they can further whatever goals they have, say.
Right.
So that doesn't necessarily mean they need to collude with, you know, the president or an administration.
They can do it on their
own.
They could
just do that, right. I mean, that's why I say I believe it could be totally separate. What we've been hearing is it's not. It's all connected. So this might be the first piece of the puzzle.
Right now, his last tweet was 3 hours ago. Cannot believe how badly DACA recipients have been treated by the Democrats. Totally abandoned. Republicans are still working hard. And he is on his way to Florida.
Now, there's a way to get people together.
Right.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Right. Oh, is he going to Florida to
Yes.
Golf?
He's going to meet with some of the bravest people on Earth. But he might fit in a game while he's there. I don't know.
Think he can. If he did...
That would be terrible.
He'd be skewered.
Now, with this new FBI story, it's...
Right.
Because he's already been slamming the FBI.
Right.
And this is just one more notch that now he can...
Right. I got one more quick thing, and then you can be on your merry way. I know...
to the newsroom.
To the newsroom, Batman. I know that he spoke yesterday about what happened in Florida, and he didn't mention guns at all during his entire speech, so a lot of people were on him for that. Did he need to? Would that have been the right thing to say, we need to do something about the guns? His focus was on mental illness, and then everybody afterwards said, well, there was absolutely no mention at all of restricting guns so that a troubled kid can't go and buy a weapon like this.
How can you get automatic weapons? How are those legal anywhere?
Well, that's the question
the
now.
That's the only question I have. Have your guns if you want to shoot, if you want to protect yourself, and you register and you do it correctly. But the automatic and
NRA is so powerful because of money,
right?
Both with Republicans and Democrats, that they will not give an inch, because their philosophy is you give an inch, they'll take a foot.
No. They're two different things. The right to bear arms is not the right to have
a
killing machine.
I'm telling you, it doesn't matter. The NRA will never, they and my
then
lifetime...
Then this will never stop.
Until lawmakers stand up and say enough, and they don't need the money. They don't take the money. I mean, they obviously need the money, but it's all politics. I mean, I truly believe there are lawmakers who do believe, because what rational person would say, no, you should be able to have access to an AR-15. It doesn't, you're right. It doesn't make sense, especially in America today. I mean, so until lawmakers step up, it'll never change, because the NRA will not. Why would they? The NRA believes you should have any gun you want. So they will never say, okay, we'll give on this. You're right.
What this writer, Wendy and I discussed this yesterday. Beth Kelb is her name. She's a writer for Jimmy Kimmel. So for every one of the politicians who wrote, what a horrendous thing this was in Florida, wish we could have done something, let's all pray, let's make this go away, she would put the amount of money that they accepted from the NRA. A lot of times it was in the $2 million, $3 million, up to $4 million price range.
Big.
Jordan Klepper did the same thing on Comedy Central yesterday. He had this rant about how awful this is, and you saw the names of the politicians.
And they were Democrats as well, correct?
Democrats Republicans.
Yeah, it's not even like it's a Republican-Democrat problem. It's a money problem.
So how can you be that two-faced where you say, oh, but this is such a horrible thing, it's got to stop, wish there was something we could do, accept this money?
Because they will argue, who am I to say, that's our argument. If they believe that, I can't say they don't. They will say it's not about guns. Guns don't kill, people do.
I'm pretty sure have a hand in it.
Yeah, but you've heard that argument. That's the argument. It's not about the guns.
Yeah.
Now, I would argue, I'll just say critics would argue, because I don't like to put my own...
But critics.
Yeah,
not
critics.
You.
But
critics.
I'll put allegedly. Critics say, okay, if you have a handgun, you can only shoot one at a time.
Yeah.
When you have an AR-15 assault rifle, you know, it's the amount of killing is just out of control now.
Right.
I mean, that alone, and I don't know what you do need an AR-15 for.
And when did it go from AR to AK? I mean, from AK, wasn't it AK-47s, and now it's AR?
Yeah, automatic rifle is, so an AK is
I don't know.
It's probably the same.
But also the stories that have come out, and there have not been 18 school shootings in 2018. This according to the Washington Post, and that's what everybody, we reported it yesterday. Bernie Sanders tweeted that. The figure originated with this thing, this nonprofit group called Every Town for Gun Safety. It's a nonprofit group. It's co-founded by Michael Bloomberg. It works to prevent gun violence and is most famous for its running tally of school shootings. This, the organization tweeted at 4:22 on Wednesday, is the 18th school shooting in the U.S. in 2018. So everybody jumped on that, including Senator Bernie Sanders, political analyst Jeff Greenfield, New York City Bill de Blasio, Cher. All these people tweeted that, and then they found out... it's a horrifying statistic, but it's wrong. Again, this is from the Washington Post. Every Town is the name of this company that, you know...
How many have there been?
They have long inflated its total by including incidents of gunfire that are not really school shootings. Take, for example, what it counted as this year's first. On the afternoon of January 3rd, of this year, a 31-year-old man who had parked outside a Michigan elementary school called police to say he was armed and suicidal. Several hours later, he killed himself. The school, however, had been closed for 7 months. There were no teachers. There were no students. But that's one of the statistics that were counted. So there weren't, in fact, 18, and I don't have the specific total. But I saw this yesterday, and I didn't know if I believed it. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I believe, so it's like information I have to track now, but don't you trust the Washington Post?
Yes.
So I guess there weren't 18 shootings.
And I did not see that. Had I seen that, yeah, I would have also, like you, Wendy, said, this year?
Just five of Every Town's 18 school shooting listed for 2018 happened during school hours and resulted in any physical injury. Three others appeared to be intentional shootings but did not hurt anyone. Two more involved guns, one carried by a school police officer, the other by a licensed peace officer who ran a college club, that were unintentionally fired and again led to no injuries. At least seven of Every Town's 18 shootings took place outside normal school hours.
Yeah, see, I would have immediately checked that. Out.
And
like
it's
the Washington Post did.
Because then people who are trying to make a counter argument will say, well, you know, you hear these numbers, but look, they're just throwing in anybody with a gun anywhere near a school. It's not accurate. You know, it's unfortunate.
Really, it's funny because to me, let's just take the last one. I don't even care about when.
I know,
right.
I know.
Just
it doesn't
this,
even
how
matter.
About just
one
this
is way
one?
Too many.
Exactly. Any yeah. one of them. They don't even need to lump them together.
Right.
How about just the last one?
Right.
I don't care. I care about this one.
I mean, and maybe just the fact that, you know, a person, he obviously had some issues.
Sure.
All right, the story.
There was seriously, I don't remember one of these stories where there's been more red flags than with this kid. There was red flag after red flag after red flag.
I mean, some of them, like, you know, the Vegas shooter, we still don't know the motive there. That
right.
was a little bit, I mean, it just, there's so many moving parts always. And,
yeah.
But the one constant in all these stories?
The word gun.
Well, not even the word gun, the automatic.
Oh, yeah.
That's the constant.
Yeah.
It's people, you know, they don't want to just shoot one person for some reason. They want to shoot 50 people if they can. It's,
What about Paul Bauer? Was that a person who shot him, was that an automatic weapon as well? Or semi-automatic?
Yes, semi-automatic.
See what I mean?
What?
Yep.
And
what?
He had a vest on. The suspect. He was wearing a bulletproof vest.
So that shows you that he was expecting to get involved in something.
Yeah. I mean, and that to me, every time I see that, I'm like... Well, how is that allowed?
Mm-hmm.
It's not, and he was a former felon, so
he was in a very dangerous business. He was selling drugs, or allegedly. Yeah, he's a felon. He's been convicted of it. So, you know, he needed that vest. But
yeah.
It just blows your mind when you're saying the suspect was wearing a bulletproof
vest.
And had a semi-automatic
gun. Oh, we know you have to go.
Gun.
Thank you, Jude.
And
we
now more developing news.
Okay.
Deputy Attorney General indictment in the Russian thing includes no allegation that Russian meddling altered the outcome of a presidential election. So this is totally developing right now.
Yeah.
When we first heard this breaking news, it's like, oh boy, what's going
to
happen?
So in other words, they're saying, and which we've always known, they never got to, you know, election.
They didn't get
bases.
To the big computers that switched electoral voters.
Exactly. They didn't.
But it still seems like it's not fair.
Yeah, it's and illegal, and they've been indicted. Absolutely. I mean,
so, new this, election.
I know. I feel like people don't understand the magnitude of what this means. Mm-hmm. Another country interfering in our democracy.
Mm-hmm. Indicted Russians' goal was, quote, spreading distrust of 2016 candidates in the political system.
Why?
Because they wanted some
for their benefit.
Yeah,
we can strengthen
this
them.
We need a new election. I'm calling for a new election.
You're saying a recount.
You get one in about 3 years. Good luck.
No, I can't right wait that corner, long.
Wendy. I gotta go. Bye bye.
Right around the corner.
Oh, now she leaves us
in a trail of smoke. Thanks, Jude. I want to play, if it's okay with you, a little bit of Jimmy Kimmel last night. You did not hear this, mm-mm, right, Chaz? Do we still have access to that Jimmy Kimmel from last night? All right. So Jimmy Kimmel asked a lot of the questions that many of us are thinking, and that is, why does this keep happening, right? And I have to say this before we play this. For me, this always comes as a two-part. The sadness comes in two different waves. Number one, when it happens, because you're just so shocked and you don't know who the people are. All you know is that innocent people have lost their lives senselessly. There's no reason for it at all. So the first, for me anyway, the first wave of sadness is that people that I don't know, I have no idea who they are or what they do. I don't know their stories. I just know they're no longer alive, and that's a shame. But then once you see their names and you see their pictures and you hear their stories, it just becomes so much harder. So Jimmy Kimmel, during his monologue last night, was addressing this and calling out President Trump. Now, as President Trump was speaking yesterday, we got a couple of texts from people saying, I know you guys are just licking your chops, waiting to attack him and anything he says. Not for me. I can't speak for you, but not for me.
He was doing what a president had to do. Someone wrote something. He read it. It didn't matter.
Yeah, he got to address it. What matters now is turning those words into actions, not just saying we're going to do something about it, but actually doing something about it. And that's what Jimmy Kimmel was discussing last night. So we won't play the whole thing, but a little bit of it. Here's Jimmy Kimmel last night.
As I'm sure you know and feel, this is another very sad day in America, another senseless shooting, this time at a high school in Parkland, Florida, where a gunman, a former student, opened fire yesterday. Again, 17 lives have been lost. More than a dozen people are hospitalized. And our president, as he should, weighed in on the tragic events this morning from the White House.
We are all joined together as one American family. And your suffering is our burden also. No child, no teacher should ever be in danger in an American school.
Agreed.
No parent should ever have to fear for their sons and daughters when they kiss them goodbye in the morning.
Agreed. So I agree with both of those statements. And here's what you do to fix that. Tell your buddies in Congress, tell Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell and Marco Rubio, all the family men who care so much about their communities, that what we need are laws, real laws, that do everything possible to keep assault rifles out of the hands of people who are going to shoot our kids. Go on TV and tell them to do that. That is a perfect example of the common sense you told us you were going to bring to the White House. It's time to bring it. We need it. Tell these congressmen and lobbyists who infest that swamp you said you were going to drain. Force these allegedly Christian men and women who stuff their pockets with money from the NRA year after year after year to do something now, not later. Now, and don't you dare let anyone say it's too soon to be talking about it, because he said it after Vegas. He said it after Sandy Hook. You say that after every one of these 8 now fatal school shootings we had in this country this year. Children are being murdered.
You can cut it there. He continues on that same path of it's one thing to talk about it. And you and I were saying this yesterday. You got to do something about it. And we say that we've said this after every one of these tragedies, and nothing gets done. Everybody gets really angry for 3 or 4 days, and then something else comes along. It's so sad.
There are several things that you have to do. Of course, I don't know who needs an automatic assault rifle. I don't know who needs that. The military? Yes.
Yeah, maybe the military, and that's the extent of it. And maybe, I guess you could argue,
SWAT teams.
Some
specialized police team.
Not a 19-year-old kid with a history of mental problems.
And that's it too. The mental, this is going to sound awful, and I'm not putting I'll tell you exactly what I said yesterday when we were looking up at the TV monitor and you saw in those kids' eyes. And yeah. I said to you, that kid is not well.
Right.
That kid needed help. That kid didn't get help. I'm not excusing what he did in any way, shape, or form, but something has to happen with that as well.
They had nothing. I said this with Judy here. They had all kinds of incidents, all kinds of red flags that said that this kid was headed in a horrible direction. He hadn't done anything, so there was really, you know, the hands were tied. There was nothing they could do.
Were they, though? Because the FBI says it dropped the ball, they're now saying that, on a tip that Nicholas Cruz wanted to shoot up a school. Protocols were not followed. The FBI received a tip in January of this year from a person close to Nicholas Cruz expressing concern that he might commit a school shooting, but it was never forwarded to a Miami field officer to be investigated, according to the agency. They admitted that on Friday.
Yeah.
So the FBI, a tip, a person who says he knows this person. Why don't you, what does it hurt to question this kid or look into this kid?
Right.
How do you not do it?
They have him saying on YouTube, he was commenting on somebody's YouTube channel that he wants to be a professional school shooter.
That,
and
I
know those are, I get it, those are words. He didn't actually, at that point when he wrote that, he didn't actually shoot up a school at that point. But maybe you got to look a little extra deeper into a kid who says something like that. I know it's just words.
It is, and I agree, but this is like someone who knew him saying
right.
something on the
it's
internet.
Even more weighted.
I hate to say this, and we've talked about this before. When there's some tragedy locally and there's like a Tribune Online report and you look at the comments below, people write things like,
yeah.
I'm going to shoot up a school. They really do. So yeah. I don't know how much credence you can pay to that. I really yeah. don't. But then add that to a report that it's, you know,
it's a lot.
That's
there's
what
a lot
I mean.
Of evidence there. But again, if you're them, you go, but what exactly has he done that you'd count as committing a crime?
Well, the FBI director Christopher Wray said in a statement, "I'm committed to getting to the bottom of what happened in this particular matter, as well as reviewing our processes for responding to information that we receive for the public." So that is a little promising
sure.
that they're going to look more into it.
Sure.
The tipster also told the FBI that Cruz owned guns, had a desire to kill people, and provided information about his erratic behavior and disturbing social media posts. According to FBI, the tip should have been sent to the FBI's Miami field office to be investigated, but that never happened.
Yeah.
I don't understand that.
Well, they've said all along that the agencies don't seem to be able to figure out how to coordinate this information properly. And they keep saying, we're going to work on this, we're going to make this an easier, smoother transition. But again, now this was a kid who left this weird kind of footprint of all the things he had done. But there's plenty of other instances where they don't, where they just snap one day, and then you don't have a background to question. You know, it just happens.
That one makes more sense to me because it just comes out of the blue.
Right.
This one was kind of foreshadowed a bit.
A lot
it
of
it. Sure seems.
Yeah, 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 yeah. We're out of time, but I want to call attention to this. I don't know if you got a chance to see Anthony Rizzo speak. They had a vigil in Florida yesterday. It's his hometown. It's where he went to school. It's where he grew up.
That's his high school,
yeah,
correct?
Yeah, he spent a lot of time there. And, you know, we don't have time to play any snippets of it, but if you have a moment today, find it online, because it's Anthony just being a good guy and talking about what that town meant to him and fighting back tears. And
going there for the moral support
yeah,
of everyone in that town.
Yeah.
Great human being.
Yeah, no question about it. All right, we'll take a little break. Adam Hogle will be in. We'll find out what he's got coming up on SportsCentral next. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.